Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Well, finally, I get to have my chat with the grand illusionist, Australia's own Cosentino. Morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
That is my pleasure, and thank you for being patient with me. We were supposed to have this chat last Wednesday, but I was ill and we couldn't do it, so I appreciate that from my end.
Absolutely. No problem at all. All good.
You've just finished your latest deception tour, or part thereof it, up in Queensland, sitting in Noosa at the moment. How did it all go?
Excellent tour. Look, the audiences here in Queensland were very receptive. And look, it was very challenging to get into Queensland, to get exemptions, not just for myself, but for the cast, for the crew, to get the trucks and trailers across the borders. A huge challenge, but we've been here now for a couple of months, and we had almost 12 venues, and it was a huge success, which is great because you go through all that effort, all that energy, all that expense, you're hoping that they can all be, if at best, you know, sellouts, and they were. So feeling great, feeling very grateful.
Now, you are known as Cosentino, the grand illusionist, but I would like to, with all due respect, Cosentino, I'd like to throw this at you. You're just a con artist, aren't you, really? I mean, you're just conning the public into trying to believe what they're seeing on stage is real.
That is true. It sounds slightly harsh, but that is true. In the same way that an author writes a book and takes you on a journey, or someone creates a piece of film, a movie, and wants you to suspend your disbelief and believe in the dinosaurs running around in the Jurassic Park, it's all about make-believe and fantasy and taking you on a ride in the best possible way, not in a bad way.
So if you were to make me disappear, Cosentino, and look, there's probably a few around the Ballarat area that would like me to disappear, how much would I need to know to make that illusion happen?
There's many different methods. There's seven fundamentals in magic to make things. You can make things appear or disappear. You can teleport things. You can levitate things. And as a magician, once you understand those seven fundamentals, they're kind of like keys on a piano. Then it's the magician's job to take those keys and rearrange them to create, not music, but to create magic. So if you knew one of the fundamentals or the methods or the techniques, it would then come down to, you know, showmanship, presentation, a slick method. And unfortunately, with magic, it's very hard to fast-track it. It takes years to develop certain skills to a level that you can do it every night, twice a night, and be deceptive.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Not that I've done it before, but I can only imagine the power of work that goes not only into putting a show on, Cosentino, for 90 minutes, but also when you're introducing new illusions. I mean, you must work for hours and hours and hours perfecting those.
Yeah, months on end. Each illusion takes 3 months. That's doing it quick and fast. Each escape takes 6 months, a little bit longer because there's danger involved and a lot more prepping and prototyping. And so you watch an illusion and it'll be 2.5 minutes, and yet you would have no idea that there's 3 months in that. And that 3 months is to get it on the stage. And once it's on the stage, it grows again. It's a living, breathing organism, the live show. It's not like when I put my TV shows on film or whatever, YouTube, let's say, for example. When you're doing a live show, once you put it on stage, it continues to grow and evolve, and it's a huge amount of work and effort to put it in. And look, only the people who really love it and love what they do continue to do it, because it's entertainment in general is tough. Magic and illusions is even more niche, and to some degree, even tougher.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, doing what you obviously love doing, think you'd be bestowed with accolades that have been given to the likes of David Copperfield, Penn and Teller, one of my favourites, Chris Angel? How good is that guy?
I never thought that would that would happen. My dream as a little boy, when I started magic when I was 12, was to have my own TV special, because I didn't really know any. All I ever really saw on TV was David Copperfield and people like Chris Angel. So I didn't really, as a kid, know anything really else. But I knew about the TV specials and about live shows, and I thought, that's what I want. So my dream was to have a TV special. So I knew that's what I wanted. But then all the other things that come about, Dancing with the Stars, I'm a Celebrity, the awards, no, I never really dreamt about that or thought that was ever possible.
Mm. And also a starring role in a Jackie Chan movie. Plus, you're a credited author too.
Yeah, these are things that I never really thought possible. If you were to ask my mother what she's most proud of, she's a school principal, she would say the children's books, because I was a reluctant reader as a child. I actually learnt magic. I actually learnt to read because my mother took me to the local library, was forcing me to read, and I learnt to read my first words very late when I was 12. I was a very late learner in lots of specialist classes. And I discovered a magic book because of the pictures. My mother read the book to me. I learned to read, and I discovered my passion, my skill, which was magic. And then completing the circle was having my own children's books for reluctant readers. So it just shows you that, you know, when you're a kid, things are difficult and problematic. And if you said to me, you know, one day not only will you love reading and be a bookworm, you're going to have your own books, I would say to you, that's impossible.
Yeah.
I can't read. But it shows you that your past doesn't equal your future. You can always create your own destiny.
Your journey through life has been an incredible one so far, full of so many different things and different avenues, and I'm sure there's plenty more still to come in your life, Cosentino, and we can't wait to see you on stage. You'll be at the beautiful Her Majesty's Theatre here in Ballarat on the 5th of June. Tickets are available through Her Maj at the moment. Can't wait to have you here again and seeing a brand new show. How much of it is brand new, by the way?
It's all brand new. I haven't been to Ballarat in a long time. I'm very excited to come to Ballarat. I'm very excited to be in my home of Victoria to be able to perform, because, you know, I've had to go interstate.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy to be back, and tickets are selling fast. We're very excited. Good thing for Ballarat, the show's all broken in. We've done, you know, mountains of shows interstate. You're going to get a cracking show, and it's very exciting, and can't wait to see everybody.
So we get plenty of grand illusions, we get a brand new show, and no mistakes.
Exactly. Close-up magic, death-defying escapes, a bit of comedy and humour, it's all in there.
So no one really getting sawn in half. It's just an illusion. It's okay.
It is just an illusion. In actual fact, on that very, very quickly, I invite a child up on stage to join me, where I literally saw the child in half, because people kept saying to me, children kept saying to me, I know you saw people in half, but can you saw me in half? And I thought, that's a very odd request. So now it's in the show. Child comes up, got him in half. You can keep the half that doesn't talk.
Mate, I'm a 57-year-old child. Does that count? Because I'd be happy to be your subject matter.
It counts. Young at heart. It all
counts. Yes. Great chatting with you. Continued success with the current tour called Deception. Look forward to seeing you here in Ballarat 5th of June. Cosentino, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.